Good morning, a Thursday morning.
With our political observer, Alan Chartok.
I want to jump for joy. 707,962,000. We've blown through the $700,000 mark in the lockbox, Alan.
Can't be helped. That's the way our members are. That's the way the people who love this radio station are. Oh, God. It's just so overwhelmingly gratifying, David, that so many people understand what this is all about. You know, and people are pointing out, yeah, so we raise some money during the week before the fund drive, but we also get all of our information in, and we have discussions, and we have the governor, and we have the kinds of things that we've come to expect. And yeah, so we lose a few minutes, but it's so exciting to watch, they all say, as opposed to losing, as in the old days, weeks at a time. Remember that, David, and people hugging each other in the hall because things were so bad. And this is just extraordinary in extraordinary times when people know how much they need this radio station.
We thank all who have done something and the rest that will come. It's quite possible, Alan. My goodness. We could wrap it all up on the first day.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Right now, the way we're going, I think we're in for a one-day fun drive.
Well, you know, they say politics can get ugly, Alan, and it sure has in Virginia. Virginia yesterday sank deeper into political turmoil. Another top Democrat, Attorney General Mark Herring, admitted putting on blackface in the 1980s when he was a college student, saying he dressed like rapper Curtis Blow. This after we witnessed a Virginia Governor Northam under siege for a blackface photo in his medical yearbook. On top of that, the lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, now is being accused by Vanessa Tyson, who says he sexually assaulted her in 2004.
David, it's quite a mess. A lot of people are just shaking their heads and saying, I don't know what to make of all of this. Some of it is judgment, some of it is youthful indiscretion, but it's indiscretion in an intolerable way. It is what the human race is all about. And while people should be held accountable, I think we really do have to move on here. You know, David, nature abhors a vacuum. And the vacuum here is if there's not another outrage from the president, then what they do is they take the next best thing. So enough with Virginia. We get it already. Move on.
Well, why don't we move on to the story of the continuing investigation by Mueller. We don't know when that's going to wrap up and what's going to come out. Many articles in the paper today talking about the president being perhaps under this investigation throughout the rest of his term.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And there are so many people at this stage of the game who are willing in the House of Representatives to do this investigation. And all these people are ready in chairman of committees to go forward. They're bringing this character, Whitaker, the acting attorney general, who couldn't possibly be confirmed, before their committees. And they want to know when he was chosen to step up into this job, were there transactional agreements made? You know, you'll put a stop to the investigations. So they are expecting that he will answer honestly. If not, apparently Representative Nadler is going forward and he's got a subpoena in his pocket. And he is going to say, you are hereby subpoenaed. At this moment, you have to answer the questions and you have to do it right now. So it's a quickening of the whole process. The House is getting involved. There are many people who are demanding immediate impeachment. As you know, David, I think that's a big mistake until the Mueller report comes out. But preparations are certainly possible. So I'm just simply thinking that the Mueller investigation may be winding down. We see some of the people in the Mueller office going back to their old jobs in the Justice Department and other places. But on the other hand, we see the investigation going forward. We see people are being asked for new information. So it's really very hard for us on the outside to know when this thing will be wrapped up.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, Alan, who earlier this week shot back at the president after his State of the Union address when he singled out New York over its Reproductive Health Act, codifying essentially Roe versus Wade into New York state law. The governor says in his editorial, in a nutshell, the president and his religious right are spreading falsehoods about abortion laws to inflame their base.
Of that, there can be no doubt. When you're talking about killing babies and doing all the rest of it, you are inflaming your base. You are doing what you have to do in order to keep into your office and forgetting about what's good for the American people. This is not the way to conduct a debate over a very serious subject.
Speaking of, back to climate change, Alan, 2018 was one of the five warmest years in recorded history. A NASA scientist said that Earth's average surface temperature in 2018 was the fourth highest ever recorded, in a continuation of an unmistakable warming trend.
As the old song goes, it won't be water, but fire next time. And we're seeing that happen with water. We're seeing it happen with fire. The thing is, David, that is so difficult for any of us to comprehend. How could we, when we are facing the worst crisis this world has ever faced, deny it, put people into office who are not going to do anything about it? This is the future of us. It is the future of our children. It is the future of our grandchildren. I've said it so many times. My throat is getting sore from saying it. Can you imagine a crisis of this dimension and we're doing close to nothing about it?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Well, Alan, it's easy to get up in the morning, and I know you feel this way. It's a joy to come to this radio station with listeners that are always there and show that this community will remain strong no matter what happens in the world.
Yeah, you're right, David. But I have to say, in the meantime, go to WAMC.org and fill the hand.
Thank you.